that they can turn to in terms of a proper agent, i.e. who's there to look after them. And as you said, mentioned, and the word I like, which is mentioned, is a third parent, then it can, they can be misled down the wrong road easily.
That's correct, because, I mean, I'm sure you've seen stories over the years with regards to what mess and what incidents have come to the attention of the world and the media, and that's the last thing you want for your player. Because at the end of the day, players are looked at as role models, and that's what you want your player to be, a role model. If he needs guidance and support, that's what you're there for also, not just thinking of lining your pockets, because that isn't the role of an agent.
So, I mean, I don't know where my time goes, because I keep looking at the time, and I know I'm very, very, let us say, happy, you know, to have you on the show, but I'm also looking at the time and what we have left. Where do you see yourself then in what, 5 years possibly?
Inshallah, hopefully the football would be my priority, would be encouraging. Hopefully I would have had one Asian player at least playing in the top league,
inshallah.
And not just that, also promoting women in football, especially our Asian women coming forward also, and promoting sports within the Asian community as well, because we do have a lot of talent there. And I think the parents all now need to sort of wake up and say, okay, maybe my kid isn't brilliant at education, but you know what, he might be good at sport. So that is where they need to start supporting their child.
Because we all want, I mean, if we go back to your story right at the beginning, what we were talking about, the best thing we want is what's best for our children. And as you mentioned, if the child isn't as good in academically, but sporting-wise they are, then you know what, let's get behind our children and let's try and get them the best future possibly out there.
No, same with even the football industry. They still have to give them the education, because don't forget, football isn't forever, their career, because by the age of 35 or 30 even some, they come out of that, they need to have something to fall back on. So even if they're with an academy or they've been given a scholarship, the clubs still have to provide them with the education, like GCSEs, A-levels and so forth. So that's what the Asian parents need to realise as well.
And moving on to what would you recommend, if there's any budding Asians out there that want to become agents, would you recommend it to them? And what route would you recommend they take if they wanted to?
Well, I'm sure you're familiar, from 1st of April, the rules changed. You can become an agent, man down the pub can become an agent, because all you now need is to be of a good character.
After hearing what you put up with, you know what, I'll stick to being behind the mic and running my shop, because I don't want to deal with some of them people out there. And the hours that you put in, I thought I was bad with the shop, but I'll tell you something, I'm way behind you with the hours. So no, you know what, I'll keep my £500 in my back pocket and I'll not waste that on becoming an agent.
Thanks.
I really do. I'm, you know, it's been a very, very good insight to me into what you do. And I've tried to, like I said, come bring that across, and I think if my listeners, you know, they'll have thought, you know what, the role of an agent isn't what we see on the TV.
No, sorry, can I just stop you there? The other thing I think your listeners need to know is you don't make your money straight away. You have to put in a lot of time, effort and hard work, and you have to, when you're having meetings with clubs, with scouts, you're having to fork out everything out of your own pocket. So I know people say agents, you know, it's a glorified job. You have to be dedicated and you have to put the hours in to get to where you are.
And not only that, I think it's also a long road. I think with becoming an agent, I think you're not looking at 1, 2, 3, 4. You're probably looking at to become a respected agent and a career successful agent. You're probably looking at a good, 15, 20 years before you can turn around and say, well, you know what, I am the agent that people need.
It's true. It's how you come across when you're dealing with players, when you're dealing with scouts, and also when you're dealing with clubs. It's the reputation is what you're building. And it's all about trust, honesty and transparency. And if you can do all that, then good luck.
And I think, you know, from the way that you've come across for the last hour and what I've read up on you, I think you're well on the road to that. And we, on behalf of Man FM, wish you all the best in the future. I just want to finish off with a few quickfire questions just to liven it up a little bit. I know some of the answers to these.
Lucky you, that's cheating.
Couple of answers, but to my listeners, first of all, favourite football team? Pardon?
I get enough grief for that.
There you go. So, was that Manchester United, did you say?
Yes. Right. Reds.
Brilliant. Favourite player?
Oh, now you are asking. Neymar.
Brilliant. All-time favourite sporting person?
Oh, Brian Robson.
Oh, the legend himself, definitely.
Yes.
Do you prefer to watch or do you prefer to play sports?
I'm very active.
So, play?
Play.
Yep.
And exercise, yes.
Night in or evening out?
Sorry, night in or evening out?
Yeah.
I'd probably say, with my football career, you have to eat wherever you can.
Grab whatever you can, wherever you can.
Healthy, yes.
Yep. Watch TV or read a book?
Watch football.
Wow.
Most of the time watching games.
Do you ever switch off and not watch the football? So I'd take that as favourite programme, Match of the Day.
I told you when I switch off, it's when it's me time, when I'm out probably doing my bike rides or my runs, where I'm doing a workout session.
Mm-hmm. Holiday in the sun or cold?
Oh, I love the sun.
So location?
Anywhere hot and sunny.
Brilliant. University or life experience, which do you feel better prepares you for life?
I think both, because if you're at university, you're having to learn to stand on your own feet and mm-hmm. then moving away from your family also.
What does your life say about you as a person?
I don't depend on anyone. I've become very strong, and that's thanks to my mum and dad.
Mashallah, be nice. And how would your friends describe you, apart from being a workaholic?
I'm very hyper and too active. They always say I never switch off. They don't know where I get my energy from.
I can imagine.
That's serious.
Working your hours, I can see that. If you could go back in time, what year would you go travel to and why?
I wish I was still back at home with both my parents.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Because I miss that time with them.
Definitely. What one thing would you change if you had to do it all over again?
Nothing.
And finally, if you could do anything you wanted right now, what would it be?
Well, anything right now, what would it be?
Apart from hanging up on me.
Oh... Just to say thank you for you putting me on your show and thanking all your listeners.
Exactly. I've got to say this, and I've had the phone lines going off here, but I did not want to take... Hopefully, we can arrange to bring you back on the line, you know, on the show one day in the future, where we can all put it straight out to our listeners. I've had a lot of phone calls going off, but I thought if I start taking phone calls, we're not going to be able to get through a lot of the questions that I want to ask you or get to know about you, and our listeners can get to know about you. So apologies, you know, first of all, for myself, for the calls that I haven't taken. But inshallah, if we can arrange it, you know, are you up for that?
Max, inshallah, any time you have my permission to contact myself or my publicist, mm-hmm. and I'll be at your beck and call. How's that?
Jazakallah, that's really, really...
But just
really,
give me enough notice so
it
doesn't interfere with my me time.
Thank you very much. No, that me time, that's probably my sleep time, so I'm not even going to go to your me time. That's way too early for me. I'd like you to just quickly close it, get, you know, any message to our listeners out there, and that's our time near enough done.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody out there, for listening to me and giving me this opportunity to speak to you all. Inshallah, if there are any questions which I've not answered or you need to get hold of me, Mac has my number, and otherwise you can contact me through my website, which is platinumfa.co.uk, where you'll find my email address. And again, to the parents, you know, if you have a youngster who you believe has good sports potential, whether it's football, cricket, by all means contact me and I'll see whatever I can do to help you. And same for the sisters and the women out there, again trying to promote sport and more women coming forward as well.
Jazakallah, thank you very much, and like I said,